We actually didn't realize how extensive it was until we did all of our research.
Cambry Love, a junior at South Fayette High School, is one of 5 dozen students from South Fayette and North Allegheny Intermediate High School who collaborated on a project to find a solution for a real-world problem, the scarcity of potable water, particularly in parts of Africa and Asia. South Fayette Assistant Superintendent Michael Lawhead says the goal was to go beyond the classroom experience.
It's one thing to know content and to have a knowledge of facts and information. It's another thing to problem solve.
The shortage of clean water means that every year 3.4 million people die from water-related illnesses, according to the UN. So how do you increase the supply of drinkable water? You purify tainted wastewater or convert seawater? The World Affairs Council, through the Global Passport Project, connected the students with Lalit Chordia, founder of Pittsburgh-based TAR Technologies. TAR is a green company involved in everything from geothermal to biodiesel production to water purification.
I've always looked at water being the last frontier for what we want to accomplish. Water is going to be a big problem. The next generation of wars will be fought on the availability of water.
TAR is developing a desalination device that converts seawater for human consumption and for farming. The salt water would be heated to about 250 degrees Celsius under high pressure, separating the sea salt from the water. The task for the students was multifaceted: research 10 water-poor areas around the world and recommend one for deployment of the purification device, but not solely based on the need, but also considering other factors: proximity to a source of seawater, ability to distribute the converted water, stability of that country's government, and, according to South Fayette senior Giancarlo Patton, the economic sustainability of the project.
This machine not only has immense potential from a business standpoint, but from a humanitarian social standpoint. And because of that, we developed not only a business plan for it to analyze the business opportunity, but also a grant proposal so that regardless of the exact manner, it can be used to benefit the population.
The students worked together on their research and recommendations through face-to-face meetings, video chats, and, of course, lots of phone calls. Patton says the list was narrowed to 2, Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, and Goa on India's west coast.
We analyzed not only a little bit of the social makeup of the country and the government once again, but really the business opportunities, you know, the infrastructure present, the markets, the entrepreneurial spirit of both nations, and determined that India would probably be the best market for TAR to begin in initially before expanding to a more global level.
The students determined that in addition to the treatment device, the facility would need water storage tanks as well as storage for extracted salt. Dwayne Rideout, founder of the Global Passport Project, says he was encouraged by the students' excitement and engagement.
They have not found this as a project, but a passion. And when you can connect with a passion, I think you have the potential of doing things much greater than just completing a project and checking a box.
South Fayette senior Giancarlo Patton says his part of the project might be over, but his interest is not.
I think I speak for all of us when I say that we'd like to follow the development and hopefully see this technology implemented someday and affect millions of people.
TAR's Lalit Chordia says he was very impressed by the students' work, and he hopes to deploy his company's first water purification system in 2015. I'm Kevin Gavin, 90.5 WESA News.